We're joined now by Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon. Dave, good morning.
Sam and Ira, good morning. Jeez, if this wasn't on the schedule, let me know.
No, hey, look, man.
It's on the schedule now.
This is a heck of an audible. This is a heck of an audible. So, but glad to have you. And first of all, let's start off. Did you get a good night's sleep last night? Have you gotten a good night's sleep since you hired your head football coach?
I got a great night's sleep last night. I'm doing great. I'm a happy guy, and thanks for making room for me. If this wasn't scheduled, this is going to be really interesting to see if you guys really prepare or just go off the cuff all the time anyway.
Oh, well, look, hey, we can do the extemporaneous speaking thing. We are ready to go. We can do the audible. Okay, so now when you back up to the process, it was, and you addressed this a little bit in your press conference, but you were quoted, or someone attributed a quote to you, and say that, hey, you know, going into the process, this was your plan A. You said, hey, you don't remember saying that, but that it looked like as the process unfolded that he became your plan A. Is that the more accurate way of describing it?
Yeah, I'm not sure when and how I said plan A, but what I did make clear in the press conference is I had never spent any time with Brady. I didn't really know him when he was here. If I met him, I don't remember. And that's unfortunate, but I was busy being a regent, and he was busy coaching football. And I met him at James Hall's event that he has every year. Brady came back for that, and it was at a restaurant downtown. And I just walked by, and we shook hands, and I said hello and told him it was nice to meet him. And that was the grand sum of time I'd ever spent with Brady. So I don't know how he could have been plan A when I hadn't had a chance to really get acquainted with him and meet him and get to know him. So once I did, he clearly was a guy that impressed me like crazy for a variety of reasons that I think I've talked about. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed meeting him, and we spent several hours together.
And so you sit down with Brady Hoke. He obviously makes an impression, but it's also obvious that when you talk to other guys, maybe there are aspects of Brady Hoke that become even more impressive. So as you go through the process, what became those distinguishing factors for Brady Hoke that makes you know that he's your guy?
Yeah, what you look for is common themes, because everybody has an opinion, and some of them could be very biased. And so what you look for is commonality. And what the constituents that I reached out to were people that had hired and worked, had Brady work for them in the past. I talked to athletic directors at other schools. I talked to coaches who had coached with him. I talked to a number of players who had played for him. And what was really helpful was I talked to several coaches who had coached against him. And when you think about looking at it from all those perspectives, all those different points of view, the common themes that kept coming out was, if you play a team, or if you're on a team, or if you coach on a team with Brady Hoke, one of the first words you hear is tough. That this is a football coach's coach who understands the importance of toughness and coaches toughness. When I saw that his defense out at San Diego State was rated in the top 40, I asked a lot of questions about his approach to defense and the kind of approach he took to putting talent on that side of the ball and coaching that talent in a way that they were effective. And that was an important criteria, obviously, because that's an area of emphasis for us going forward. And then the other thing that really came out from everybody is that, you know, Brady is just a guy who loves football and loves to coach football and is an unselfish guy. It's not about him, it's about the team. And I think the world saw that up close and personal at the press conference when many of them first got to know Brady Hoke.
We're talking to Dave Brandon this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. One of the real, positive factors at the presser, you had a significant player response. I'm not just talking about current players who showed up, but a lot of former players that showed up. But Dave, you've dealt with, since you've been on the job, you know, this divide, this chasm that exists and has existed in the Michigan football family. You've had, or we've heard from some former players that come from from the Bo era, from your era, that aren't as enthusiastic. How do you, at this point, now that you have a coach in place, how do you mend that fence now? Now that you have a coach, you want everyone to support him. How do you get everyone on board?
Well, I can't do it alone. It's going to be a combined effort of certainly anything I can do in combination with our new coaches and opening up the program and open up their arms to all who love Michigan football, to our fans, to everyone who cares about Michigan football should understand the power of unity. And if there are people out there who enjoy finding fault and they you know, enjoy trying to poke holes or trying to come up with negative things, then they're going to do that because, you know, they enjoy that. And that's what makes them feel good about themselves. And it's a free country, as Brady said, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But the people who really love Michigan football, the people who really want us to be successful, the people who really care about it at a level that's different than just spewing out opinions, they're going to rally behind this football coach and his staff and his players and this program, and we're going to go forward. And let's face it, in the world that we live in today, the greatest way to bring us together is to win.
No question.
And I guarantee you, as the program gets better and better and we win and we compete for championships, any of the scar tissue from the past will quickly dissipate.
You had a very clear process, evaluation process last year, your first as athletic director, of course, when it came to the football program. When you mentioned, you know, your sideline process before the game and then late in the game, and then you know, watching film with at that point Coach Rodriguez. Does your process stay the same now? Are you on the field in the first half and at the end of the game and watching film every week, or was that just a process that you used to evaluate your last coach?
No, I plan on staying very close to Michigan football because that's my job. Now, I plan on staying close to a lot of other sports at Michigan, and there's a lot of things I do that may be one of the things that are more visible. But, you know, I've had a great learning experience being in the locker room before the games for our basketball teams and being there in halftime and finding out how we make adjustments and how the teams react. And it's not uncharacteristic of me to try to look behind the curtain to see the totality of how a program's performing. And I do it with every program I can. I've been in Red Berenson's coach's offices before and after games as many times as I can. I try to stay connected and support our coaches, and I try to observe how things are happening because it's a great way for me to get insight into the program.
I got you. Well, speaking of your involvement with other programs, the honorary starter tomorrow at the Pink Women's Track and Field meet. So, honorary starter in what event?
Well, I'm going to show up tomorrow, and I'm going to be the honorary starter. And the first thing I have to do is learn how to operate a starter's pistol.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
And I don't know how many events I'm going to start, but I'm going to be there for a while, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's just another example of a way for me to get up close and personal. You guys know because we were honorary judges for our gymnastics team.
Right.
That was a great way to be as up close and personal as you could ever be. So I love the opportunity to spend time with our student athletes, to spend time with our coaches, to support their programs in any way I can, and to observe how they do what they do. And doesn't matter what the sport, I love them all. Doesn't matter which coach, I want to support them all. And that's why this is such a great job.
All right. Well, Michigan Athletic Director David Brandon joining us a little bit off the cuff there, but we appreciate you taking the time with us this morning and glad you could get some rest, man.
I appreciate it. You guys are great. Go Blue, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Michigan AD Dave Brandon coming on, giving us some insight into his process. And, you know, it is certainly the case that there were some you know, I certainly had some misunderstandings with how the process unfolded because I believed that what I read about the Plan A deal. He said, "Hey, how could I have a How could I have a plan A when I had never talked to the guy?
You know what's funny about that? He was talking about the time he met Brady at the dinner after the spring game. And as you know, I happened to be at the same restaurant. I wasn't at the event, but my family and some friends happened to be at the restaurant.
Victor's Night.
At the Victor's Night event. Right, because you were at the event. I think it was the only time I've ever seen you in public without a hat on. And you're probably wearing a hat, so I'm probably wrong.
No, I wasn't wearing a hat.
Yeah, see, the only time I've seen you in public without a hat. I remember the family and friends during the event. We kept seeing all these different Michigan people, you know, former players, alum, whatever, coming through the door. And at some point, I remember someone at the table sitting with us saying, oh, Brady Hoke's here. He came in from San Diego to come for the event tonight. I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Hey. No, one of those things. But at any rate, we learned a lot. He didn't have a plan A going in. Brady Hoke emerged as a plan A during the process. His evaluation processes for his coaches is pretty constant, pretty consistent. It wasn't just a deal to evaluate whether or not Rich Rodriguez was going to be able to stay on. That's his process for evaluating and staying tied to and close to the programs. So, you know, we're able to figure some things out there. Your reaction, 734-998-1050. On the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.